Even though I don't really know what just happened, or what I got out of it, or what might happen. Wouldn't it be nice if I could feel a loving sense of peace with myself, for myself, from myself? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be a relief? If I could breathe a sigh of relief, I'm not getting it wrong. It really is this goofy. It really is this weird.
It really is this
frightening. It really is this chaotic. And yet, I'm choosing to be awake. I'm choosing to question. I'm choosing to look. And I never knew.
I never knew.
It could be as simple as choosing to have a choice. No one ever told me that. It was always follow the rules. Do as I tell you. Do what's expected. Be quiet. Show up. Say yes. And now, I'm telling myself. I want to ask good questions.
I want to choose
a choice where I previously
never saw a choice.
I want to see everything
in my life
from a perspective
of, of course I have a choice.
I can make a choice.
And I may not get it right.
And that's okay.
Because I can make another choice.
And anytime I'm really uncomfortable,
I can ask good questions.
Until I find a choice
that makes me feel better.
A little bit at a time.
I just want to feel better.
A little bit at a time.
I thought I wanted it all at once.
But maybe that's not true.
Maybe I don't want the sold out workshop.
For the first time out.
I thought I wanted to feel all better.
All at once.
But maybe that's not right.
And I can allow myself
the ease,
the comfort,
the relaxation
of feeling better
a little bit at a time,
of getting just something right
in the midst
of real life.
Maybe I could begin
my journey
into loving me
by starting from a place
where I like me first.
I want to like me.
I want to like me.
To like me,
I want to be in choice.
I want to like what I choose
to say,
to think,
to take action.
I really want to like me.
No one ever told me
that could be a priority.
I really want to like me.
I want to get so good at liking me
that it doesn't really matter
who shows up,
how it turns out.
It really doesn't matter
where I am,
in what chaos,
in what disappointment,
in what celebration.
Because I'll have a consistent comfort level
if I really like me.
I want to align with liking me.
Oh, and I want more than that.
I want to be so good at liking me
that others like me too.
And feel good around me.
And have permission to like themselves.
Just because.
That's the frequency
I hold.
I want to get really good at liking me.
Even if it means humor.
When I'm goofy. When I'm over emotional. When I'm frightened. When I say something really stupid. That I can't believe I said. I want to like me anyway. I want to get so good at liking me. That people behave better around me. That money is attracted to me. Compliments are attracted to me. Support. Understanding. Help.
Help.
I want to get so good at liking me. That it's natural. For me to give. Compliments. Help. Support. And enjoy myself. In the giving.
Even more.
And wouldn't it be a kick?
If I liked myself so much
that I could forgive me for all my judgment,
all my harsh judgment
of me,
all the shoulds,
all the would-haves,
all the ways
I have actively,
aggressively
worked to not like me.
I really want to let that go.
I want a new hobby.
I want to like me
in my funny human body
with my bizarre human emotions
and my random thoughts.
And all the ways,
I'm here
to figure out
how to like me,
how to enjoy
who I am,
where I am,
and how I can give,
and how I can receive.
I have a new hobby.
For the next week,
I get to practice
the choice
that aligns me
with liking me.
If I don't like liking me,
I can go back to bashing me.
It's really easy.
I even know who I can call
if I need some help there.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be relaxing
to just practice liking me?
To practice having questions
that lead to thoughts
that are about choices?
That all end
where I like me.
It's all about me.
I always wanted it to be about me.
But I never thought it could be all about me.
It's all about me.
I give myself permission
to embrace
the path
where it's all about me,
learning,
practicing,
living my way
into feeling better,
one small choice
at a time,
on a planet
that's hard.
That's difficult.
With a mind
that's programmed
to think badly
of myself,
of others,
all the ways.
It's really a challenge.
The biggest game of all.
To work my way.
Practice my way.
Live my way.
Into good questions.
Which lead to good thoughts
that lead to choices
that will align me
with simply
delighting
in the rightness,
the goodness,
the potential
of me.
Okay, take a breath.
But you're not done.
And that would be so much easier
if when my head was on the pillow,
I could save the rush of energy
for later.
When my head is on the pillow,
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
Oh, I want all the energy.
All the good energy.
All the vitality.
But not right then.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
That is the time. that I invite my body to remember
whatever it needs to remember,
chemically,
hormonally,
emotionally,
spiritually,
energetically,
to relax,
to relax,
to receive the feeling good gift
of checking out,
of doing work
in some other dimension.
And I even want to do that
in choice,
where I really like me.
So when my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
I want to like that part of me
that remembers
how to sleep
deeply,
soundly,
healingly,
refreshingly,
comfortably.
When my head is on the pillow,
I want to remember
how good sleep feels,
recharging,
regenerating,
reconnecting
to choice,
to focus,
to presence.
When my head is on the pillow,
wherever that pillow may be,
I am choosing
to align this physical experience
with whatever happens in sleep.
Storing,
utilizing
all the vitality and energy
for when I want it.
When I'm in contribution.
When I'm in receiving.
When I'm in participating.
When I'm in questioning.
And thinking.
And choosing.
When my head is on the pillow.
I choose
to remember.
I am
a beloved child
of the Creator.
And it is right
that I know
the goodness
of being me.
Okay, big breath.